Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Monday to Thursdays, in fact, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
Top of the morning. I see FlySafair is in hot water. The Competition Commission Bill has called them out for overbooking flights, which I've seen a lot of people complain about on social media.
100%. If they're not in the air, then as you say, hot water, then unfortunately. But this does come on the back of ongoing investigations that have been taking place, specifically from the beginning of the year. Mm. Many South African consumers had laid complaints publicly on social media platforms and others directly with the Competition Commission to essentially say, hold on, we're upset because FlySafair actually says that they do overbook their flights. We on Kaya Biz did speak to the representative from FlySafair, who had actually confirmed that this is standard industry practice, and it's really just meant as a measure to make sure that they meet their margins and based on the frequency rate of when and how many South Africans typically miss their flights. But from what we understand, the National Consumer Commission has come forward to say, this is incorrect. And essentially that the fundamental principle of it sits with a supplier. You cannot participate in a transaction with a consumer for goods or services that they cannot be guaranteed to be offered. Or in other words, services that do not exist. So if you know that the seats on the flight are fully booked, then don't continue selling additional seats in the hope or based on a metric that there might be a cancellation or late arrival from someone else on the flight. So this has been ongoing, and from what we understand, the National Consumer Commission and the Competition Commission have warranted the fact that this still deserves further investigation, so they will be engaging with FlySafair just to make sure that they do get additional data and supporting documentation and information just to understand the metrics and the dynamics of this practice. This will likely lead to further investigations into the industry overall when it comes to flights and aviation. The big thing, though, is that they've also called on us as consumers who happen to be affected to also come forward with additional information directly to the National Consumer Commission. This will also help them just in terms of understanding and identifying any particular trends here. But all in all, it does seem as though this is a solid win for us as consumers. And essentially, FlySafair being told that they cannot sell services or goods that essentially do not exist. That includes overbooking their flights. So we'll continue to monitor how this one unfolds.
Yeah, definite big win. Never makes sense. I mean, how can you have a business and you sell stock you don't have, hoping that the people who've bought the stock that is sold out don't come to collect their stock? Always been strange for me to wrap my mind around that. Now, let's talk about SARS. I see they've reported that the collection has exceeded their expectations.
100%. So we did speak to the SARS commissioner, Edward Kisveta, on Kaya Biz last night. A wonderful conversation where he illustrated how they met and went beyond their targets in terms of revenue collection. Now, the big figure that we have been focusing on is about 1.8 trillion rand, which is about 9 billion rand more than they had initially estimated. What surprised me in the conversation, though, Saul, was number one, of course, the efforts that they've been putting into ensuring that they enhance compliance have improved. So essentially, they've taken out a lot more efforts and found a lot more innovative ways to identify individuals who might hide income in other bank accounts, those who perhaps might actually overstate their expenses, and even then submit claims that are not verified or in compliance with tax legislature. So think of it this way. We as South Africans, yes, we pay our taxes, but SARS has just basically said, you owe us a little bit more, and we know why, and they've come forward with supporting documentation. The big win for them has to be two-pot. You might recall, Saul, we've spoken about this before, that they saw at least 47 billion rand in withdrawals from Two-Pot last year since September. And from that, they had estimated that they'd only receive about 5 billion rand worth of taxes. That was doubled. They collected 11.5 billion rand worth of taxes from Two-Pot withdrawals. And that essentially shows us that a large majority of South Africans, number one, have been withdrawing from their retirement savings. But more than that, because when you do withdraw from the Two-Pot, you essentially might fall into a higher tax bracket. And that would then eat into some of the earnings that you would receive. And that falls into your annual receipts of income and revenue. So big win for SARS there. Might be a pinch for us as South Africans, but unfortunately you have to render to Caesar what is due to Caesar, as they say, as tax is a legal level of compliance in South Africa.
Yeah, very true. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets had a beautiful day yesterday. It was green right across the board. Local markets and international investments actually did incredibly well. But I must tell you, the jitters remain today because essentially it's the 2nd of April. This is the date that Donald Trump, as the U.S. president, has put forward to implement ongoing tariffs. So we might see a slight resistance or at least some kind of sell-off on the markets because of that anxiety. We'll open up, though, from 89,950 points for the All Share Index after 9 o'clock today. Currency-wise, the pressure is on. 18.53 is where we're trading to the US dollar. 23.94 to the British pound. We are at exactly 20 rand against the euro. And we can't forget about gold because quite literally right now it is all that glitters. $3,113 is where we're trading for the price of gold per fine ounce.
Thank you, Googs. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.